Welcome to the University of Virginia Darden School of Business weekly podcast, better known as the Business Cast. I'm Abina Foreman. This week, we're keeping our focus global by examining what it takes to be a leader overseas. How do business students get ready to lead on an international level? Later, we'll hear from a Darden professor and expert in leading and managing in a global environment who will share her perspective on that question. And speaking of global education, Darden's Global MBA for Executives program, GEMBA, announced earlier this fall, has moved forward in important ways. Admissions events are being planned for prospective students from around the world as Darden's admissions team searches for the best and brightest business minds ready to lead on a global scale. GEMBA's faculty leader, Professor Sankaran Venkatraman, looks forward to exposing students to the inner workings of the international business realm.
Part of the proposition of the GEMBA program is to not only do an MBA, but it's also to do to think about management in cross-cultural context, to understand global markets, to understand supply chains and operations around the world, to understand what does it mean to be a leader in different cultural contexts and different kinds of societies and environments.
A new brochure about the program is available and accessible from Darden's website. Visitors to the site can also register and learn the dates and locations for upcoming GEMBA events. It's not just starlets and celebrities who get to show off their dancing chops for audiences. This year's Shelter for Help in Emergency charity gala will debut Dancing with the Darden Stars, which will include an impressive lineup of 6 members of Darden's faculty and staff. They include Carrie Armstrong with Darden's Career Development Center, Darden professors Mary Margaret Frank, Yale Grushka Cockayne, Greg Fairchild, Bobby Pomar, and Darden Associate Dean and Professor Robert Caraway. The final round of voting for this year's student dancers ends today. The dancers will perform at the She Charity Gala on February 5th, 2011. We're in the midst of the holiday season, and the Darden Partners Association spread the good cheer at Thursday's cold call. They shared holiday cookies while they decompressed from the academic rigors of their week. To get a glimpse of this part of student life at Darden, visit us on Facebook and Twitter to see pictures. And now we are joined by Darden Professor Lynn Isabella, who is a faculty member for the new MBA Executives Global Program. And she will share some of her expertise on global leadership with us right now. Thank you so much for being a part of the program.
Oh, thank you, Abina. I am delighted to be talking with you.
Well, do you see global leadership abilities as an imperative for today's executive business students who are they're going out into a shrinking world?
As a matter of fact, I do. Leadership and managing kinds of activities are highly affected by what's going on in a global context. So I don't think we can think any more about just how you are working and interacting within a company. You really have to think about how that company is being affected in a global context, and also how you interact. The principles of global leadership, I think, are more and more becoming the current principles of leadership.
And do you find with technology and the interconnectivity that the whole world is experiencing that leadership, even outside of America, is starting to become maybe more uniform? Are there some concepts within international leadership that are becoming more Western in nature because of the exposure?
Well, there are a couple of parts to your question. One, in terms of the connectivity, the increased use of technology. Call me old-fashioned, but to me, leadership is a one-on-one activity. It's a relationship-building activity. It's an activity that happens face-to-face. And so I don't see how technology can support that aspect of leadership. Technology can facilitate communication. It can make it easy for more people to be brought in to a discussion, be brought into the picture, so to speak. But the fundamental nature of leadership is you and I sitting down together and making a connection.
Building a relationship.
And building a relationship, very much so. And relationships are best conducted face-to-face.
Yes.
Now, the second part of your question,
sort of the westernization.
The westernization, that's, I don't know about that. I think that there are perhaps developing some fundamental principles of what it means to be a leader, respect for the individual, a sense of integrity committed to making a difference that are platforms that hold true no matter where you are in the world. But is leadership becoming more Western? I would say no. More individuals are learning how to adjust to a Western way of conducting business, a Western way of being in charge of an organization or a team. But I also think the equation has to be balanced the other way.
Mm,
that there has to be an understanding and appreciation of and a learning about how it's done in other parts of the world, which can be equally as effective.
And you teach that to executive MBA students. What kinds of adjustments or challenges do they need to be aware of in order to do that successfully?
Well, I think the best analogy I can use, I actually learned from a case protagonist, and that is the difference between, or the balancing of being a warrior and a monk. Mm. Probably in many Western companies, MBA students, leaders of the future are taught and learn how to be warriors, how to be out there, how to be assertive, how to be aggressive, how to get things done, how to drive results. And that's certainly a huge part of business. But there's also another part about being a monk, and that means having patience, building relationships, changing what you can change, working with what you get, going with the flow, to borrow that American expression. And I don't think you can run a business any more doing exclusively one, but it's a balancing act.
Yes.
And I think the balancing act may be what changes as you go to different parts of the world.
Yes. So a little bit of yin and yang, to borrow a Chinese concept.
Yes, yes, balance. Very much so. A sense of balance. It's a sense of getting results, but how you get those results becomes equally as important.
All right. Well, finally, can you tell us how you help students to realize their inner leadership abilities?
Well, one of the principles that I start with is leadership starts at home. And by that, I mean that a student has to get to know his or her strengths. What is their starting point as a leader? You can't become a leader if you're trying to become somebody else's leader. You have to be the leader that you need to be, given what you're good at, what you want to accomplish, and what you need to work around. And so in our MBA for Exec program and also in the Anticipated Global program, we will be giving students a tremendous number of opportunities to learn about themselves and learn about their strengths. So there will be diagnostic instruments. There will be activities in which they have some time to reflect and really think about what it means for them. In both of those programs, students come already poised to want to learn about their own leadership. They are ready. They have been in organizations long enough to understand the challenges that they face around people issues. I also encourage students to take a lot of time reflecting, taking time to step back and gain some perspective. I call it time in the firehouse as opposed to being on the fire grounds, is one of the things that helps students connect to the learnings that sometimes are right in front of them that they don't see because they haven't taken the time to look for them.
Yes.
And so starting with who you are, what you're good at, being exposed to a variety of different situations with the opportunity of reflecting upon them, always being encouraged to apply, mm-hmm. not in a rhythmic way, not in a commanding way, but always when you're ready, see what's out there. The good news, I think, is that it just naturally happens for the students in, for example, the MBA for Exec program. I will get emails that what we talked about in class was very helpful to an issue that they face once they got back at work. That's the benefit of helping people become leaders who are actively engaged in leading activities.
And it must be wonderful to see them make that connection.
Fantastically rewarding. It's wonderful to see people come into a program and be at place number one and see them leave at place number 30, which is far richer, far more complex, far more fascinating and nuanced than even they believe they could get to.
Yes. And that's a wonderful note to end on. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Darden Professor Lynn Isabella on Global Leadership.
Thanks for tuning in to the Darden Business Cast. We invite you to listen each Friday by visiting Darden's website or by downloading us from iTunes or Podcast Alley. Until next time, make every day a great one.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.